Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has asked his military to be ready for a significant expansion of the ground war as troops in the Palestinian territory today targeted rocket launching facilities as well as tunnels from Gaza into Israel. President Obama spoke about the crisis today, affirming U.S. support for Israel.
No nation should accept rockets being fired into its borders or terrorists tunneling into its territory. In fact, while I was having the conversation with Prime Minister Netanyahu, sirens went off in Tel Aviv.
More than 260 Palestinians have died since the beginning of the latest hostilities, and at least two Israelis, including one soldier, have been killed as of this morning. Thousands more Israeli military reservists are prepared to enter Gaza, so let's take a closer look at the growing conflict and ask how long can it continue and what are the likely outcomes. Neri Zilber is a journalist and researcher on Middle East politics and culture and a visiting scholar at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He joins us from NPR in Washington. Neri, welcome.
Good to be with you.
So first of all, Israel says it wants to, quote, inflict a significant blow to Hamas's infrastructure. What exactly does that mean?
Well, the particulars of the operation as it stands now is actually quite limited, despite Israeli rhetoric. They're looking to clear out attack tunnels on the border region between Gaza and Israel. They're looking to target rocket production and firing locales, as well as target the actual longer-range rockets, primarily in northern Gaza. So despite the rhetoric, at this point in time, the objectives of the military ground campaign are actually quite limited.
Hmm. And Neri, what kind of military strength or organization does Hamas have to fight Israel, particularly now that we're in a ground invasion portion of this latest conflict?
Well, that's a great question. I think they can make life very difficult for Israeli forces moving into Gaza at the moment. Ambushes, very much kind of urban guerrilla warfare, take out Israeli soldiers. Bigger picture, they can keep firing rockets on Israeli population centers and to keep the political pressure on Israel.
Mm. Now, much of the analysis so far over the many days of this conflict has said that Hamas is the one who made the decision to ratchet up the conflict. But there are also reports that even before Hamas began its rocket barrage, that Israeli armed forces went into the West Bank. And there are also those who say that Israel had bombarded Gaza even before after the murders of those young Israeli teens. And now Gazans are seeing what's been happening since then as collective punishment. I mean, it's a big, complex story. But I'm wondering what your thoughts are on all the different portions of this analysis.
Well, it is a very complex story, as it is normally in the Middle East and in Israel and Palestine. I will say that this round is actually quite different than previous rounds of fighting, in the sense that it was very much Hamas's decision to escalate. The operation conducted by the Israelis in the West Bank last month came as a response to the kidnapping and murder of three Israeli teenagers. There were rocket firings from Gaza. I mean, it's been happening for many years, but there was actually an escalation over the past few months. The difference 2 weeks ago was that Hamas actually took the decision to join in with other militant groups in Gaza and begin firing. And that's what precipitated this recent escalation. And it's very much, I believe, Hamas's decision, and very in particular, the Hamas military wing's decision whether to end this fighting and how.
Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as we mentioned a minute or two ago, said this morning that he had ordered the military to prepare for a possible widening of ground operations. Mm-hmm. What might be the political impetus or military impetus that would trigger that decision?
Well, he's saying that at this point, I truly believe that he doesn't want to see an expansion or an escalation of the ground campaign. The Israelis and the Israeli government and the prime minister have been very clear from the beginning of this recent round of fighting that they would be willing to return to the agreements and the understandings that were in place prior to the escalation, very much a quiet for quiet understanding between Israel and Hamas. An expansion of the ground operation would likely come about for two reasons. One, rocket fire from Hamas continuing, and secondly, a disagreement or a non-commitment by Hamas to come to some kind of terms for a ceasefire, which at the moment is trying is attempting to be mediated by Egypt in Cairo.
Mm. And in the last couple of seconds that we have, what are the risks for Israel if a ground war is to be expanded?
Well, the risks are actually quite high, not only to its own ground forces going into Gaza, but internationally. Ground campaign is actually a lot more unpredictable and could get a lot messier than airstrikes, targeted airstrikes that we've seen over the past 10 days. So you very much have to tread lightly, especially on the ground in Gaza.
Neri Zilber is a journalist and researcher on Middle East politics and a visiting scholar at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.